Hi, it's Sam Hawley from ABC News Daily, the podcast that brings you one big story affecting your world each weekday in just 15 minutes.
There are already a large number of tasks for which AI agents are more competent than most workers.
Join me for ABC News Daily. Find us on ABC Listen.
From Wurundjeri Country, I'm Luke Sidham-Dundon, and today on The Breakfast Wrap, a really shocking and devastating end to the week. As Alice Springs comes to terms with the death of a five-year-old girl missing since the weekend, violence erupts outside the hospital where the accused killer is being held.
You can never say that violence is excusable. It never is. But what it does show is the depth of how deeply everybody is feeling this.
Today we're going to hear from the community, organisations on the ground, managing emotions and tension, and also the police force, furious at some of the response.
The actions we saw that come out of Alice Springs last night were nothing short of disgraceful. I'm sorry, but multiple police cars destroyed, members injured. At no point in time do they want to protect this person. They want to make sure that he's brought to justice, and that's their job.
From the Radio National Breakfast team, this is The Breakfast Wrap. Well, this is certainly not the program that we had hoped to bring you at the end of the week here on The Breakfast Wrap. With so much international news happening and domestic political news happening, this story has been playing out every day, this five-day search right across the week. And we'd all hoped, like the rest of the country, holding our breath, that there would be good news, but that was not to be. Yesterday was interrupted by the devastating news that after 5 days of searching, police had found the body of Kumanjayi Little Baby, as she's now known for cultural reasons.
Just before midday today, police members of the search party located the body of a young Aboriginal girl. The body was found about 5 kilometres south of the crime scene at Old Timers Camp.
Following that, Jefferson Lewis, the man wanted for her murder, was found wandering near the Alice Springs town centre. The ABC understands he'd been badly beaten by a group of people. He was later arrested and he was taken to Alice Springs Hospital. He's now actually been moved to Darwin for safety reasons. Our colleagues in Alice Springs then reported on what became a night of violence. Crowds of people turned up at the Alice Springs Hospital, with some throwing rocks and bottles at police and their vehicles, some calling for justice, calling for payback. There were people accusing the police of protecting Jefferson Lewis while he was in hospital. There was a significant police response. We've seen police deploy pepper spray, including a photo you can see on ABC News Online of police pepper spraying a Channel 10 camera operator. The ABC reports that an empty police car was smashed up, and as people were attempting to set it alight, riot police actually moved in and then again used pepper spray to force the crowds back. So today we're going to work through all of that. We kicked off our program this morning in Alice Springs with Catherine Little, the CEO of SNAKE, that is the Secretariat of National Aboriginal and Islander Childcare, and she gave us a sense of just how the community is feeling.
Well, I don't think anyone got much sleep last night in Alice Springs. Everybody's hearts are completely shattered, and emotions are running really, really high. And there is, you know, you can never say that violence is excusable. It never is. But what it does show is the depth of how deeply everybody is feeling this. The community, when I say is broken, is broken. People were coming out of their offices yesterday crying right down. We walked down the street, people were in tears. This is so, so very, very heartbreaking. And so important that we continue to say that we send our love and thoughts to the families of Kumanjai Little Baby. Even the naming convention, you know, Kumanjai Little Baby shows how deeply, deeply loved this little one was. And I think it also shows that, and it's not a story that comes through very often, but the truth of it is this shows that it's also what has happened is completely unacceptable, not only in law, L-A-W, but in law, L-O-R-E. And it is a moment of great distress. It's a moment where I think we're all going to be needing to pull on the strength of what we've seen from our community and the beauty of what we've seen in our community over the past few days. That is what will get everybody through.
How complicated are some of the cultural collisions here? You're talking about the two spellings of law, the two different meanings. How have we been seeing that playing out in the relationship between community and police and some community views about what should happen next?
Look, I think community has always, right, it doesn't mean, look, all sides of community have pretty much been saying the same things, and that is that they want baby found, that they want justice. And what we'll see right now is our community-controlled organisations coming out really strongly and encouraging everyone to reach into the health and wellbeing services. Everyone will be saying, please be calm. We know that the family is hurting. We know that everybody is hurting, but reach out and get support, because right now it will inflame the situation if we get on things like social media, if we start pointing fingers. There is going to need to be a very deep prosecution of some very big policy failures around social housing and custodial policies that need to be interrogated, and they need to be interrogated with teeth.
What do you think this situation has exposed of some of these issues that have been ingrained and very difficult and troubling for child safety for a long time?
Look, this is not a child safety issue. A violent criminal was released from custody 500 kilometres away from Alice Springs and somehow ends up at an overcrowded town camp where there was no place to stay. We have a family with a young child, a mother with a young child, forced into overcrowded housing in an environment where people are released from prison at an unprecedented rate with no safety net. So we've got to ask ourselves, how did that happen?
And of course, these remain allegations at this stage. What should happen next in Alice Springs? What do you see the role of the community and the leadership?
We need those things that everybody has been talking about, and those things that keep our community safe. It means if you're worried, talk to someone. It means having the right conversations about what happened. And what we've seen, even just last night, we saw, you know, our netball games cancelled. I've never seen our netball games cancelled ever in my life. The boxing service shut down as well for the night. So I think what we're going to see is quite a few businesses with doors closed, I think, and that's probably what a lot of people are looking for. It's probably what a lot of people need. But we're also going to need everybody to continue to step up in the way that they have stepped up. We're going to need the conversations about what has happened. When we're talking about what keeps children safe, we know that families keep children safe. We know that really good housing keeps children safe. We know that access to supports keep children safe. And the things that keep children safe are the things that keep our families safe.
An important message there from Catherine Little, the CEO of Snake. She's making the point as well that this isn't about child safety. She says this is about justice and also overcrowded housing. Well, let's turn to the violence that took place outside of Alice Springs Hospital last night. You're going to hear a snippet of an interview we've done with the Northern Territory Police Commissioner Martin Doyle. But first, Nathan Finn. He is the president of the Northern Territory Police Association, the organisation representing police officers. And he gives us a sense of just how police are feeling this morning.
Firstly, I'd just like to obviously extend my condolences to the family of obviously Kumanjai Little Baby. I cannot even begin to imagine how the pain they're feeling right now. But well, it's been incredibly difficult around five days, an emotional week for the whole of the Territory, including our police force, all our volunteers, everyone that's been searching for her. It's been very, very tumultuous week. And but the actions we saw that come out of Alice Springs last night were nothing short of disgraceful. I'm sorry, but multiple police cars destroyed, members injured, places set on fire. It's not acceptable at all. Unfortunately, the fact is that our police have got a job to do. Our police are professional in the job they do. At no point in time do they want to protect this person. They want to make sure that he's brought to justice, and that's their job, and they're doing that the best possible way they possibly can.
What do you know about the injuries to some of the police members last night, Nathan?
Yeah, so members have received cuts, abrasions, been hit with rocks, projectiles. I've had two police vehicles that have been set on fire. I've had multiple police vehicles that have been had smashed windscreens, smashed windows, and also fire and rescue personnel in responding to those incidents as well have been assaulted as well. This behaviour is not acceptable. We're trying to do the best possible job that we can and to make sure that obviously justice prevails here.
Is there an increased police presence in Alice Springs at the moment because so many people are involved in the search for Kumanjayi Little Baby?
Yeah, definitely. We've got extended policing resources in Alice Springs, but unfortunately these resources have been extended over Alice Springs, but we've also had to call them in last night to make sure that obviously our rest of our members are protected and the community is protected as well. These members are fatigued. They've been doing what they've been doing for the last 5 days on the ground in Alice Springs, and then to be called back to this to protect themselves and protect the community is not acceptable, and this sort of behaviour is not acceptable. They can't come into town. These families can't be holding Alice Springs to hostage. It's not fair. Our members need some respite. Our members need to do the job that they're possibly going to be doing.
Do you think more police are needed in Alice Springs to deal with the current situation, Nathan?
Not at the moment. It was adequately responded to last night. Again, a show of force had to be maintained by our police force, and I encourage all our members to use whatever force they need to do to protect themselves and protect the community as well. And they'll have our support in doing their police job that they need to do.
Nathan Finn there, the president of the Northern Territory Police Association. So later on in the morning, we heard from the Territory's Police Commissioner, Martin Doyle, and we played him that last part of Nathan Finn's interview where he encouraged members to use whatever force is necessary to keep themselves and the community safe. Here is the Commissioner's response to that.
I absolutely support the fact that police needed to use force last night. Police were being attacked, hospital staff were being attacked, infrastructure was being damaged, and we absolutely had to take action to quell that disturbance.
What's your message to the community this morning in Alice Springs and elsewhere? Because we know the lines of grief from this incident, they travel very far right across the Northern Territory.
Look, they absolutely do, but I still need to be clear that this type of behaviour will not be excused, it won't be explained away, and it won't be tolerated. And those people that continue to behave in that way and think that that's acceptable will be held accountable, just like Mr. Lewis has been arrested and is going to be held accountable for his crimes.
And that is the NT Police Commissioner Martin Doyle there. Now, he's had quite a busy morning. He's given interviews to a whole number of radio programs, and I just want to play you another snippet of a response he gave to ABC Alice Springs. He was asked about this account from a caller called Tony, who was down there at the Alice Springs Hospital last night.
The local coppers, well, I went down there and I seen the local coppers and the Aboriginal liaisons, they had everything under control, talking to the crowd and all that. Then the task force rocked up, showing guns and everything to the people, and they started pointing at them, throwing tear gas in the crowd. That's when everything just exploded then.
And that's Alice Springs local Tony calling in to the ABC. Well, similar to our interview, when the police commissioner then spoke to ABC Alice Springs, he offered up strong words in response.
Yeah, so I don't accept that, Stuart. So our police were set upon and attacked from the time that we intervened in apprehending Mr. Lewis at the camp until we turned up at the hospital and tried to prevent people entering the hospital. I don't accept that we started this in any way.
So the police commissioner, standing by his officer's response to the violence outside the Alice Springs Hospital last night. Well, this morning we also spoke with Robin Lambley, a Northern Territory Independent MP based in Alice Springs. She was part of the search party for Kumanjayi Little Baby, and she's worked in the hospital before.
Yeah, I think we're all feeling a bit shell-shocked and stunned. I'm standing outside the Alice Springs Hospital at the moment. It's a site of carnage. There's just rubbish strewn everywhere. The BP service station across the road has been completely trashed. There's bins on fire. There's a smoky haze throughout this area out the front of the Alice Springs Hospital. So we've gone from being just deeply distressed and distraught over the loss of this beautiful little girl to having to deal with probably one of the biggest riots we've seen in Alice Springs for some time. So, yes, switching on, switching off.
What do you think as you see this scene around you out the front of Alice Springs Hospital this morning?
Well, I just think we had an opportunity as a community to grieve together and come together as we have over the last 5-6 days looking for little Kumanjay and for it to result in extreme violence affecting the lives and the safety of other people. We just seem to shoot ourselves in the foot every time in Alice Springs. So whilst we're, you know, mindful of, you know, anger is a part of grief, we know that, to take it to this extreme is just not necessary.
You previously worked at Alice Springs Hospital. How difficult is this kind of situation for the health workers who are trying to do their job when this is unfolding outside?
Well, it's extremely difficult. Violence, we see violence in all hospitals throughout Australia now for some unknown reason. People tend to take out their frustrations on staff fairly regularly, but in the Alice Springs Hospital, it is a major problem. So having a riot outside the hospital just affects the delivery of health services and the safety of patients. The Alice Springs Hospital car park, Sally, would have to be one of the most dangerous places in Australia. It has been the scene of several murders in recent years. It is the scene often where people really let loose and do really crazy, violent things. So, you know, this is sadly not unusual for us.
Robin, what role do community leaders need to play?
They are critical to bringing calm to this volatile situation. They will be called on. Everyone who's got a leadership role in the town camps and beyond will be called on to try and instill some calm in their mob. It's a time where all our resources need to go in trying to stop things from just getting worse, which, you know, we know from history that they can get worse before they get better. But having said that, look, you know, the sun's just coming up here in Alice Springs. It's another day. Who knows what will happen?
Robin Lambley there, a Northern Territory Independent MP based in Alice Springs. She was part of the search party for Kumanjay Little Baby and she's previously worked at the Alice Springs Hospital. We're going to end today with the view from the federal government. Senator Malandiri McCarthy is the Minister for Indigenous Australians. She is currently in Alice Springs, and here's the message she had for people in the territory.
There needs to be calm, and there needs to be a proper process now in terms of this criminal investigation, and it must not be jeopardised by foolishness. In terms of the work that has to be done for police and by police to get this investigation done appropriately. The police have done a tremendous job here with the Alice Springs community and families, and I totally understand the deep grief that people are experiencing, but, you know, we do now have Mr. Lewis in custody and he has been taken to Darwin.
Do you think that was a good decision to try and bring some calm
absolutely.
In Alice Springs?
Absolutely. It's important, you know, the police commissioner's doing what he knows is the best. He's from Alice Springs, but even he's said in his three decades of policing that this is an incredibly difficult time. So the important thing, Sally, is to de-escalate the situation. People are deeply traumatised And what we need to do now is ensure there's appropriate counselling, there's appropriate cultural work that's done with Walpri, with family groups, and with those families who are not here that are so much a part of this, like as far up as Gurindji country in Wave Hill, you know, they're very much a part of this as well. So there are people across the Northern Territory who are really hurting, and what I want to do today is make sure that appropriate counselling, trauma counselling, interpretive language in terms of being able to reach out to people, and the appropriate messaging is out there, and that we have an opportunity here to heal together.
Earlier, I spoke with the president of the Northern Territory Police Association, Nathan Finn. He had this to say.
A show of force had to be maintained by our police force, and I encourage all our members to use whatever force they need to do to protect themselves and protect the community as well, and they'll have our support in doing their police job that they need to do.
Are you worried that things could still escalate further in Alice Springs?
Well, our job today is to make sure that we de-escalate all of this, and the appropriate communication is going out in terms of the discussions that we can have around Alice, around the town camps, with elders, certainly with peacekeeping groups whose role is to assist in these circumstances from a cultural perspective. We're going to keep trying to do that. It's tough, Sally. You know, people, as I said, are really deeply traumatised, hurting, angry, because we've lost a beautiful little girl, and a lot of people want to blame people. And I just think that now we have to just let justice take its course. Mr. Lewis has been arrested and taken into custody, and we have to see the appropriate investigation take place. But I do want to say this, Sally. When we were searching for our beautiful little girl here, the whole of Alice Springs came together. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people walked the Todd River. They walked and scoured the bushland and scrub to look for this beautiful girl. And that coming together of this community is what I am going to keep calling for. We need to stay together as a community, even through this, and come out the other side of this. We have a mother still grieving, wanting to bury her child, and let's be there for her.
Coalition Senator Jacinta Nampijimpa-Price has written an opinion piece in The Australian today, and she says, for too long there's been a reluctance to speak plainly about the conditions in and around town camps in Alice Springs. Is it time for more of a conversation about that? What do you think?
Now's not that time, Sally. Now's not that time at all. And now's the time to come together as a community in sorry business, and be with this mum and her son as they prepare to bury their daughter.
Will the federal government be offering any further assistance or sending any further resources to Alice Springs at this time, Minister?
We're definitely here. We have been here all the time. And we've been beside the Northern Territory community and Alice Springs community. And as I've said to both Aboriginal organisations, whether it's Congress, whether it's Tangentyura Council or the Northern Territory Police in their search, whether it's the hospital here, I've said, we're here, let us know what you need. And they know that.
Senator Malandiri McCarthy there, the Minister for Indigenous Australians, speaking to Sally Sara from Alice Springs this morning. Well, thank you so much for listening to what has been a really difficult program covering really difficult events out of the Northern Territory over the last week, and particularly last night in Alice Springs. A really big thank you to the team, our host Sally Sara, executive producer Eleni Soltis, and also the Radio National Breakfast team for pulling the whole program together. Also, Louise Mylan and Kathy Niven for helping produce today's episode of The Breakfast Wrap. I'm Luke Sidham-Dunton. Take care this weekend. We'll see you on Monday.